A dishonest husband and wife punished. This chapter is based on Acts 4, verse 32 to 5:11. As the disciples proclaimed the gospel, a great number of people believed. Many of these early believers were immediately cut off from family and friends, and it was necessary to provide them with food and shelter. Those among the believers who had money and possessions cheerfully sacrificed to meet the emergency. Selling their houses or lands, they brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Their love for their fellow believers and the cause they had embraced was greater than their love of money and possessions. They considered people to have higher value than earthly wealth. In sharp contrast were the actions of Ananias and Sapphira. These professed disciples had heard the apostles preach the gospel. They had been present when the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 4, verse 31. Under the direct influence of the Spirit of God, Ananias and Sapphira had made a pledge to give to the Lord the proceeds from the sale of a certain piece of property. Afterward, they began to regret their promise and harbored feelings of greed. They thought they had been too hasty and decided not to fulfill their pledge. Ashamed to have the others know that their selfish hearts grudged what they had solemnly dedicated to God, they deliberately decided to sell their property and pretend to give all the money into the general fund, but to keep a large share for themselves. In this way, they would receive money to live on from the common fund, and at the same time, gain the admiration of their fellow believers. But God sees hypocrisy and falsehood. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit, and God repaid their sin with swift judgment. When Ananias came with his offering, Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all who heard these things. No one had pressured Ananias, forcing him to sacrifice his possessions. He had acted from choice. But in attempting to deceive the disciples, he had lied to the Almighty. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." She said, "Yes, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. Why this display of God's wrath? Infinite wisdom saw that this display of God's wrath was necessary to guard the young church from becoming demoralized. The church would have been in danger if, when many converts were coming in, men and women had been added who were worshipping money. This judgment was a warning to the church to avoid falsehood and hypocrisy, and to beware of robbing God. God has made the preaching of the gospel dependent on the labors and gifts of his people, voluntary offerings, and the tithe. God claims the tenth. He leaves everyone free to decide whether to give more than this. But when the Holy Spirit stirs someone's heart, and that person makes a vow to give a certain amount, the one who vows no longer has any right to the consecrated portion. Are promises we make to God less binding than written agreements with other people? When divine light is shining into the heart with unusual clearness, habits of selfishness relax their grasp, and there is a desire to give to God. But Satan is not pleased to see the Redeemer's kingdom on earth built up. He suggests that the pledge was too much, that it may cripple their efforts to get property or gratify the desires of their families. God blesses men and women with property so that they may be able to give to his cause. He gives them health and the ability to earn money. In turn, he invites them to show their gratitude by returning tithes and offerings. If funds would flow into the treasury in harmony with this divinely appointed plan, there would be plenty available to advance the Lord's work.
But hearts become hardened through selfishness. Like Ananias and Sapphira, many people spend money lavishly in gratifying self, or they bring to God, almost unwillingly, a meager offering. They forget that God will no more accept the pittance they hand into the treasury than he accepted the offering of Ananias and Sapphira. God wants us to learn how deep his hatred is for hypocrisy and deception. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit and lost this life and the life that is to come. God declares that into the holy city there shall by no means enter anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie. Revelation 21, verse 27. Let telling the truth become a part of our lives. Playing fast and loose with truth means making shipwreck of faith. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Ephesians 6, verse 14. Those who tell untruths sell their souls in a cheap market. They may seem to make business advancement that they could not gain by fair dealing, but finally they can trust no one. As liars themselves, they have no confidence in the word of others. In the case of Ananias and Sapphira, fraud against God was quickly punished. Many in our own time commit the same sin. It is no less terrible in his sight now than in the apostles' time. God has given the warning. All who give themselves up to hypocrisy and covetousness are destroying their own souls.